Welcome, everyone. My name is Ulrich Löffler. I'm the chief executive of digital research firm Ecosystem, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this episode of Ecosystem TV. I'm joined today by Aman Chech Singh, the head of advisory and implementation services at Kindred ASEAN. Welcome, Aman.
Thank you. Thanks, Uli. Very glad to be here and speaking with you today.
Look, Aman, you've been in the industry obviously for many, many years, but you've just taken on this exciting new role at Kindred in ASEAN. And we talk about this in a minute. But for people who are listening in who don't know you, can you just give them a quick elevator pitch on yourself and give a little bit of background, who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. So a quick background about myself. So I actually grew up in this region, mainly Malaysia and Singapore. Finished my schooling in Singapore and headed to Melbourne, Australia, where I did my software engineering. And post that, spent majority of my career within the technology consulting space. It's been a very interesting journey so far, and I'm very excited on my appointment to this new role here at Kindred as the head of advisory and implementation services.
Thank you, Aman. Look, Ecosystem and Kindred jointly embarked on a research project, and it was actually just completed earlier this year, just recently. And we will be releasing some of the findings over the next few weeks. But one very interesting finding that we discovered was when we asked business and technology executives across the ASEAN region on what are their top business priorities for the next 12 months ahead. The top factors are innovation and implementation of their quality for products and services. The second one was customer experience. And the third one was, more the overarching theme of digital transformation. From your discussions, which are obviously quite intimate with clients in the region, how is this reflecting, in your discussions, or how do you see this playing out in across the different countries?
Yeah, that's actually a very interesting topic, indeed. And I think one very pertinent to the ASEAN region. We are working with several of the fastest growing economies in the world, like Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, as an example. And these economies are starting to realize the need for greater quality of products within the tech space, richer end user experience, like you mentioned, which they want to achieve as they go through their digital transformation journeys. And the great thing is the move or so-called transformation in these countries is just getting started. And organizations which are behind in their transformation agenda have the opportunity to take the learnings from the more matured ones and apply them with improvements. And this is where, as Kindred, we want to help our clients drive their transformation agenda.
Fantastic. Look, and you mentioned the fast-paced nature of the ASEAN region. And looking from our research perspective, following this region obviously very closely, it's fascinating to see. You said it's early on some of the transformation journeys, but the type of innovation that is coming out of ASEAN is very, very impressive, and also the number of startups and unicorns that the ASEAN region is producing. So it's very, very exciting to follow that going forward.
Absolutely.
When we talk about the business priorities and we translate that through to technology priorities, because I think all business initiatives are driven and enabled by technologies these days. And so it's always interesting to see to map up the business priorities with the technology priorities. And it's interesting to see the same audience being asked on the technology priorities that actually not the buzzwords like AI and 5G and cybersecurity and crypto and everything coming up, but it's really infrastructure modernization as well as improvement of operations. So how do you see that supporting these kind of ambitious plans that these executives have for their business?
Yeah, absolutely. And another great question there. And I think to this, so here's a very simple analogy, right? When we construct any buildings, there's heavy emphasis on the strength of the foundation for the building to uphold the massive weight and the stress that comes onto it. Similarly, with technology infrastructure as well, given the heavy uptake of information technology or technology in general, in recent times and how it touches each and every aspect of lives today, it's just so important to have infrastructure that is solid at the base and provides for organizations to scale further and provide that foundation to build use cases for end users like us, ahead of which you mentioned those buzzwords like AI, blockchain, and 5G. All of those, use cases that touch the end user won't be possible if we don't have that strong base which is digital infrastructure. So hence the focus on infrastructure is just unparalleled. And I think that is where, you know, Kyndryl makes the mark, where we are, you know, the global leaders in digital infrastructure transformation.
No, thank you, Aman. Another key topic that comes up, you know, in a lot of our discussions is talent. No, and you know, obviously there's a lot of demands being thrown at organizations, you know, with regards to technology. You know, there's all this front end stuff, like, you know, all these fancy new technologies, you know, which are, you know, being developed at a rapid pace. But then, as I said, like, there's this need to really build a solid, you know, flexible digital infrastructure as well. And every CIO or every executive that I talk to, you know, finding the right talent or actually resourcing all these demands is a major challenge. And I would even say, like, there's no business out there that has all the talent and capabilities in-house to cater for all these you know, initiatives and projects. So where do you see, you know, this as an opportunity, but also, you know, as, you know, kind of a strategy for Kyndryl to, you know, to basically overcome or to, you know, to support these gaps that companies obviously face internally?
Yeah, so I think, you know, for sure, like you mentioned, you know, talent is actually at the helm of all that we're actually doing. People are obviously the most important asset that we actually have in our business. There is heavy emphasis on, you know, developing our people while we pivot to the new. So, for example, you know, right now we are leaders in the infrastructure space, for example. However, we also want to, you know, venture into the application space where there's heavy emphasis into security and resiliency, application data and AI, for example. And that is where, you know, there's heavy emphasis put on developing our people in new areas. And so that's obviously within the organization, but also, you know, partnering with our clients. I think that's one of the key areas where we want to augment and be, you know, providing those services and kind of walk hand in hand with our clients in that journey, and providing those capabilities that we actually build to them as well.
Look, and you mentioned also the partnering with clients. We also have seen, you know, a lot of partnership being announced for Kyndryl, you know, building the holistic, you know, ecosystem. And I think Microsoft was a very prominent one, AWS, Veeam, you know, Pure Storage, just to name a few. I guess expanding this partner ecosystem will be a key focus area going forward as well for your approach to the ASEAN market.
Absolutely, and I think it's very clear that if we want to scale to greater heights, I think one of the key leverages is basically partnering with our ecosystem partners. Making sure that we leverage each other's strengths completely delivering to our clients' needs.
Perfect. Look, thank you very much, Aman. I really thank you for your time. There's a couple of small questions that I want to ask you just to, you know, finish off this discussion. So the first one is, obviously, starting this new job, What are you most excited about? If there's one thing to point out, anything that you said, like, this really gets me up in the mornings.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what excites me is the fact that this role has you know, great potential to shape Kyndryl's business within the ASEAN region. You know, through advisory and implementation services, we want to grow and bring forth Kyndryl's services within consulting and use this to enable and equip us in driving our clients' digital transformation agenda. So I think that's something that really excites me. Yeah.
Great. And last question, more on a personal front. Obviously, you know, the tech sector is very fast paced. Just something maybe people don't know about you from your personal life. How do you basically balance out, you know, this fast paced tech stuff? You know, is there any kind of hobby or any interest that you have to calm you down or to get you into your zen?
Yeah, I suppose I think the one thing that I really live by the most, or in the last few years, is to plain and simple exercise. I think I go for my regular runs, which keeps me going. It keeps me, I think, sane and kind of resets, you know, the thought process in order for me to, you know, think straight. And of course, aside to that, by nature, I'm a very execution oriented person, and hence always like to see things moving. But I think what I've actually learned from my seniors and mentors is to do your best, you know, in all the areas that you have control over. And that's basically the best you can do. So, you know, yeah.
Great. Look, you know, I really appreciate the time you spend, and look, congratulations again to this, you know, role. Really, really excited to, you know, see you, you know, see how it's playing out and following the Kindred story, you know, across the region, specifically in ASEAN. And to all our listeners, thanks for listening in, and, you know, hopefully see you again at one of the next episodes of Ecosystem TV. Thank you.